do. Look at you.
Welcome to Canada 30. Look at, I think we're harmonizing. So great.
No big deal. We have a very special guest. I think I hinted at it 2 weeks ago on accident. I had my weeks wrong, but she's here. She's here today.
She's here. Yay. She's here today. We're so excited. Oh my gosh. I feel like we should get like a drum roll.
Hello, everyone.
That was absolutely beautiful. That was like podcast magic right there, everybody. That was fabulous.
Okay. It's mom, everybody. Mom's here. I don't know if you could tell by that or not. Mom is on the pod.
Mom is odd. Love it. I'm going to call you mama too. It's happening. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. She came to me with she was listening to a podcast, which is the same thing that I do. Because we listen to a lot of podcasts because we walk a lot. But anyway, I feel like I talk about my favorite podcasts all the time. And she was telling me about a podcast she was listening to. And so she brought some questions. So that's what we're going to do today. She's going to ask Kaif and I questions. But first, mm-hmm. we're going to do some updates and kind of intros. Because mom has something very exciting happening this week. In less than a week now at this point.
Less than a week. Also, yesterday was kind of a big day. That's so exciting. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
This is a big week for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's here for her birthday in Bend. They're visiting for almost like 10 days or so.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Good chunk of time.
Yeah, they are here for, they came for Sturgill Simpson, and then they're staying all the way through Dwight Yoakam, both at Hayden Holmes. I think Dwight is the last show of Hayden Holmes.
Dwight Yoakam and the Mavericks.
The Mavericks, yeah.
Ooh.
So they're going to go to Sisters Folk Fest with me one day this weekend, and then they're going to go to Dwight Yoakam, and Tom Ronay is coming.
Look at it, Bend. Tom Ronay is making an appearance.
Seriously. So yeah, they're going to tear up the town while I am being responsible and working a music festival. So that'll be great. But do you want to talk about retirement?
Yeah. I turned 62, so that was a good chance for me to retire, and in the federal government, it's always a good time to retire at the end of the month, so I retire on September 30th, since I just turned 62, born in 62, and I am 62.
Ooh!
Yeah, and so I'm having a really hard time wrapping everything up, and, you know, just because there's so much on my plate, and, I feel a little bit guilty about leaving everything hanging, but not that much.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So I just have a couple days left, and I'm really trying to get a few things done so it's not so hard on my boss, because there's nobody coming behind me, so.
Yeah. Oh, and they're not going to refill?
Mm-mm.
They're having a lot of budget issues at the moment, so mom's really honestly getting out at a good time.
Yeah, the Forest Service is having serious, they're not going to hire seasonals next year, so.
Which is wild. That's like how everything runs, you know, like.
Yeah.
That's how everything moves forward. So, anyways, yeah. I mean, not as much as Park Service, I would say. Like, you guys don't need them as much as we do, but.
Yes.
Still very weird to, I mean. And just with, like, my personal experience with Forest Service, like, we're surrounded by forests here in Bend. It's what manages everything. And they do a huge permitting system. They do all of these, you know, ways to manage the forest just because it's so busy here. And so I just can't imagine what they're going to do when there's less people. So.
And this is not just our forest or our region, which is California. It's all over the United States. So they are asking permanent employees to step up and pick up trash and clean toilets and do whatever is necessary to cover for all these seasonals that we usually rely on. So, yeah, it's a great time for me to get out. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
But also, that's crazy. I didn't know that they were making that, like, across the states. That's insane.
Yeah, well, they did a big hiring. They really tried to hire fire and non-fire employees, and they kind of went overboard. And they also have usually like a 9% reduction in force when people retire every year, and it's been more like 5% in the last year. And so they, you know, you expect people to retire and they don't, and people are hanging on a little longer, and that's, you know, of course, hurting the whole budget.
But also, like, I can't believe people can retire. I mean, like, I'm very glad that you can retire, but, like, these times are hard, you know? I don't know.
Totally.
Really hard to retire these days, and people just, like, aren't making that much money. They don't have that much in retirement, and you have to think, like, I'm gonna live longer. I need more retire. I don't know. Anyways.
You're making me scared. Yes.
Sorry.
No.
I'm scared.
No, but that's, like,
I'll never be able to retire. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, I couldn't if I was a single person. It helps if you have a two retirement family, you know, mm-hmm. another person in the family that's retired. But
I also think there's a lot of anxiety on millennials at the moment, considering the economy and what our future looks like when we are our parents' age, right? I could totally see that train of thought just, like, totally tracked in my brain, if that makes you feel any better.
Yeah.
It probably is not going to, but... Anyway, but there are a lot, like, I work in financial services, and there's a lot of clients that come in and they're like, I'm not going to retire. I'm just going to work until I die. And yeah, mm-hmm. half of the battle is just, like, getting a lot of that information, because it's hard to even figure out what's what when it comes to retiring and pensions and things like that, at least in my experience, my very limited experience. So maybe I should do a lot more research about it.
I mean, we've been talking about it all week. I feel like I keep asking mom questions. She's like, I don't know. So I'm like, oh, geez. But
you're
dad knows.
Hard questions.
They're like hard questions that, like, I need to know as someone who's, like, looking to buy a house soon, someone who's single, someone who, you know, like, I'm going to have whatever, my own retirement and all that jazz. But, like, I can't rely on someone having someone else's. So anyways, I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's good questions. We should all be equipped with that knowledge. You know, it's hard to get these days. But anyway, that's our hard-hitting journalism, super serious topic.
There's an election coming up. Everybody,
I know, right?
Vote, by the way. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's all your updates? That's all you want to give?
Yeah, what else is going on?
I don't have a big plan. You know, we bought an RV last year, and so my big... goal was just to get out before the weather gets super cold and visit some places that I've always wanted to go and check out new adventures. So I don't have any big plans right now, but just cruising.
Love it. What's, like, your top three bucket list places?
Well, I think next year we're definitely going to go to Alaska.
Nice.
Yeah, we're probably going to be in the RV between 3 and 4 months.
Okay.
That's kind of what we're thinking right now. And whether,
news to me.
Whether we're going to go just all the way across Canada, that's another place I want to, you know, just go up into Canada and just cross over all the way to Toronto. I think that would be really fun. And then maybe cross, you know, the United States in the south or something like that. But my husband Rod really wants to go to Alaska, so
I've never been to Alaska either.
Yeah, so maybe
I haven't either.
But as far
my
as
my dad goes,
oh really? And goes fishing. Yeah,
he goes fishing. But anyway, but I'd love to go. Are you kidding me? That would definitely be on my bucket list.
But I'd only want to go week in July when it's
you're
not
gonna drive free. Though. That's mm-hmm. baller status. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think
a lot of people do that though.
I guess maybe I don't know.
Or they go on a cruise.
Take the ferry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a great ferry that goes from Seattle to Anchorage, I believe, that's a state ferry. That's supposed to be really reasonable. The problem is I don't think you can walk dogs around. You know, we'll definitely move our dogs.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I saw a TikTok on it the other day.
I love that your mom is on TikTok.
Oh, wait, Mom, what are you drinking? Do you want to talk about it?
I'm just drinking a lemon drop.
No, ooh. I'm just drinking a lemon drop. We went to the liquor store because, you know, in Oregon, you have to go to a liquor store. The other night, we had a pizza party at Kevin and Lindsay's house, and Mom got lemon drop and Moscow Mule stuff.
Nice.
And they actually, like, for mixes, they're, like, not terrible.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're pretty decent. Mm-hmm. So, but
what's
she's
the
like
brand?
Sweet stuff. So, I don't know. They're not cans. It's like a huge bottle, like a glass bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
That you, like, add.
It was drinks. In the liquor store. You know, it wasn't
Anywho.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. Also, how was the concert?
Yeah, Sergio was good. I mean, I am not a huge Sturgill person, I would say. I like his music a lot, and I also knew a lot more songs than I thought that I would. But Mom and Dad bought chairs, and then people just stood in front of them the whole time.
It was terrible.
So, what? But overall, like, musically, it was
musically, it was great.
Yeah.
But you couldn't really see because everybody was... Aww. I mean, it's okay if you're not an old person and you have to sit down, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't... I think he was planning on... We left a little bit early, but he was...
He started
2.5 hours
in. He started at 7, did not drink a single sip of water, did not stop, did not go pee or anything. We left at, like, 9:40, and he was still playing.
Yeah.
So he was planning on playing the full 3 hours, which is very impressive and, like, really cool.
Yeah.
But it was just, like, wild.
It's a lot of standing.
He didn't, like, really talk that much either. Also, when he came out, he was like... what did he say? What's up, hippies? This is gonna get crazy.
Yeah.
So, anyways, because Ben is like not that hippie, I would say.
Yeah.
Is it? I don't know.
And then he did one song, and the two screens on both sides were like you were on psychedelics.
Oh yeah, he had like weird
mushroom song. Yeah. Or whatever.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, he played all his hard hitters, like, right out of the gate, and I was into it, because those are the ones that I knew, but...
But he played L.A. Woman. L.A. Woman.
That song.
He also played Purple Rain, which was
nice. Oh, that's kind of fun.
It was really good. Yeah. Anyway, concert was good. Weekend was good. Mom ended up... Or, never mind, I'm not going to tell them that. we ended up hanging out here, but we ended up going to Mackenzie Bridge for one day, which was pretty fun. We ended up going to Clear Lake, which I had never been to Clear Lake, and it was so cool. I thought it was really cool.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's like this bright, bright blue lake. Like, it's like Blue Pool, but like on a way, way larger scale. Like, it's really neat, and you could hike all the way around the lake. So Mom and I ended up doing that, and it was like 5-ish miles or so.
5.2.
Yeah.
We were like, when we got halfway around, I thought, oh, it's like 3 miles maybe. And we kept walking and walking and walking. And it was like, oh my God, we got back. It was 5.2 miles.
Yeah.
It was a little longer than I thought it was.
Because we just stopped to let the dogs out. And we're like, oh, we can just like walk around here for a minute.
Left Papa at the car.
Yeah. On like 2 hours. And we're like, oh shit, what just happened? Like, yeah. But it was a really, really cool lake. I would definitely go back there and, like, paddleboard and,
Nice.
Yeah, it's really pretty. Anywho.
It's beautiful.
Clear Lake, is that right outside Bend?
It's kind of, no, it's like 1.5 hours away, 1 hour and 15 minutes away or so. It's on the way to Portland, like, from here to you, basically, going over, like, Santiam Pass and everything. It's on the way there, so... Yeah, nice. There's, like, really cool hot springs around there, like Belknap Hot Springs and...
Oh, my God, did we just pick our next location for, like, a...
Yeah, we should drive halfway in there. We honestly could. If it's not snowy in October, we should definitely go camping in there in October, because it's really cool.
Highly recommend.
It's only 2 hours from me, so that's, like, crazy easy to do.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it.
Super cute.
Anywho... Let's keep it moving. What were your updates? No worries.
Just not a whole lot. I feel like this weekend, so I got all of my, like, fall stuff out, because I went to dinner with Haley last weekend.
Yeah.
She was wonderful. It was good. So sweet. Did I tell you this?
You told me you were going, but I didn't hear an update.
Yeah, so I went there. It was so great. She has two little kids. She's got a 3-year-old who is very cute, but dealing with emotions. Mm-hmm. And a 5-month-old who, honestly, like, I kind of want to steal her son for me. Like, I think I'm going to keep the baby, which is not what I was expecting.
Yeah. They're cute, like, when they're that. There's potatoes.
And he didn't cry once. Like, he was such a sweet, cute little kid.
Yeah.
But he was really liking my hair. So, like, it came home and, like, my whole lower half of my hair was just choked in baby spit. So I was like, okay, great. I'm going to shower and then I'll go to bed. Anyway, I thought that was really cute. So, yeah, baby was cute. But also Haley had, like, all of her decorations for fall out. So I was, like, definitely feeling the vibe, like, fall. And then I watched... Death Becomes Her. Have you seen this movie?
Oh my gosh, I haven't, but I saw the commercials for it.
We just watched it like a month ago again.
Such a creepy movie. Like, I have no idea what is going on.
Meryl
at all.
Streep, Goldie Hawn.
Yeah.
Who is the guy? It is
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis, that's right.
It was so weird.
It is a great movie. I love that
it
movie.
Is very, very weird. I had no idea what was going on anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a good Halloween, like, fall movie. I was trying to, like, transition myself.
Kate, I sent you a TikTok, and it was, like, all these, like, Halloween movies that no one talks about, and that was one of them. And it was, yeah, anyway. So I was like, maybe we should do a review, because we did our Halloween review last year. Maybe we should do a review of, like, not-so-popular Halloween movies or whatever.
Yeah, we haven't done a movie review in a minute, but I did see that list, and I, like, wrote down a few of them that I hadn't seen before, so. Plus, I want to go see the Beetlejuice movie, but want to watch the original Beetlejuice and then go, but anyway. So
we
got a lot of my...
Sorry to interrupt. We also looked up the new, like, Kristen Bell, Adam Brody movie that comes out on Friday. Yeah. So we should definitely watch that this weekend. We could talk about it next week.
Okay, I'll put it on my list, on my, like, watch list or whatever.
Okay.
I can't remember what it's called, though.
Yeah, I keep forgetting what it's called. Like, she's
But she's watching. On a podcast, and she's dating a rabbi? Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. She's an atheist, I think. Dating a rabbi.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the rabbi.
I also want to watch the Will Ferrell documentary. My mom and I were talking about it this last weekend.
So good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It comes out on Friday too, right?
Oh, cool. I haven't looked into it. No.
I don't know. But we should watch that one too, only because I think it's an important story. Anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, Will Ferrell is hilarious. So, yeah, I pulled out all of my Halloween stuff. I just did those fall things. I didn't get anything spooky just yet. Because it's, like, in my heart of hearts, I can't do that until October 1st. Like,
but then it's just one month you get to enjoy it.
I know. The timing that I get to enjoy it is that much sweeter because it's only so limited, if that makes any sense.
Anyway, I'm not a decoration girl. I don't do any of that, so I don't know. Actually, I have one skull that lights up. It's pretty cute, actually.
You have one skull?
Yeah, I should do this.
I think I've seen that before.
Fall
isn't that Day of the Dead?
Yeah, that's the Halloween that I like. Day of the Dead.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I've got some fall stuff up, but I'm waiting until October 1st to, like, get my bats and my glow-in-the-dark pumpkins and things like that. This week has been kind of insane. Like, it's only technically Tuesday. Sorry to throw us under the bus again. We're doing another Tuesday night. Pod, whatever.
Recording. Whoopsies.
I know. Whoops. But no, this week already feels like it's Thursday, and it's Tuesday afternoon. Like, so much has happened at work and at home, and anyway, it's been a lot. So I'm kind of excited for this week to calm its tits down.
For you,
plus thank you. I have to get dressed every day to go to work, so, like, by the end of the day, my makeup is half down my face, but thank you. I'll take it. I've also learned about Wing Week in Portland. Like, this was a news to me, so that's happening this next week, and I told my husband we're going to have, like, 2 or 3 date nights at bars while we try some different chicken wings and stuff, so
Because I don't think most places,
Wing Week is when bars have specific happy hour prices on their chicken wings, and each bar does, like, a different specialty chicken wing plate. So, like, the whole point is that you do a bar crawl, basically, and you try out all these different wing spots. Yeah. So we're going to do a bar crawl, and I'm, like, really looking forward to it. I haven't done, like, day drinking since Saturday, but still.
No, it's interesting because, I never heard of it until I moved to Bend, and Bend has Burger Week and Pizza Week, and so, I had to learn about it, too, but I never ended up doing the Pizza Week, but I did the Burger Week this last time, and it's really fun, and then you go and, like, vote for each of, like, the ones that you try or whatever, and so they get, like, an award and all this stuff. It's pretty cool, and so they make, like, a specialty. It's not just, like, their normal menu. I mean, it could be, but it's kind of, like, a specialty thing that they're making for, like, the week or whatever, which is pretty fun. And it's, like, prorated.
What I love about recruiting is, like, I get to have conversations with different people and learn about these little tidbitty things that happen in the community, because a candidate totally told me this today when I was interviewing them. Anyway, so that's how I figured that out.
But Portland definitely has Burger and Pizza Week, too. And Sandwich Week, I think. And they have something else. They have a lot of them.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited to, like, find this underground thing. Like, Portland's got cool stuff going on. Apparently there's, like, a dance party once a month on, like, a hill, and people just go and do mushrooms and dance. There's, like, a silent disco party. That's what it is.
So discos are very fun.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Portland's fun. It is. It's weird, but it's fun. There's a lot
I want to go check out all the weird things that's happening in Portland. So, no other updates than that. Like, life is crazy. my life is insane, but at least my house is clean. And yeah, I've showered like once in the last 4 days, so I need to like finish my laundry, shower, and be a human again.
So much judgment.
I mean, it's okay. I'm judging myself.
No, look at her hair.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, your hair's cute. I like the braid. I'm totally in inspiration mode these days. So, like, I saw a woman that was walking down, I was, like, at Target or something, and she had blood red, like, really dark red color, wine color nails, and I think I'm going to do that next.
I like those. They're very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, totally. My hair looks this way because I was trying to follow Kelly, and she's like an animal when she hikes, so.
Oh, absolutely.
I look harried. I'm, like, trying to keep up. I'm running.
Okay.
Yeah. If anybody has ever hiked with Kelly, she's always in front, and she's, like, 2 miles ahead of me. So yep. I'll catch up with her eventually.
Anyways. Okay. Should we skip to the question?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, okay. Let's definitely start with the softball ones.
Wait, give me some context as to, like, what's the podcast? Where did you get this idea? Yeah. Set the scene.
Yeah, so these are not from one specific podcast. I do listen to this one podcast called Wildcard that's on NPR, and she interviews, she calls it a game show. So they get to pick one, two, or three, and she pulls a card, and it has a question on it. But usually they're very thought-provoking questions, and then she might follow up with it or whatever. But I also wanted some easy ones because some of her questions are so deep that I thought that would be a little too intense. And so I tried to find some other ones that are would you rather, you know. And then I did throw in one from the Actor Studio. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
Oh, yeah. I love that show.
I didn't do the What's Your Favorite Curse Word, but I kind of wanted to. But I didn't know if you guys cussed on
We that. Definitely freaking fucking curse on that. fucking time.
Okay, well, until next time. We'll do questions, you know, a couple times a year.
Wait, Kaif, have you ever seen Inside the Actor's Studio? It's like from the 90s.
Well, he passed away. The guy who was the host, he passed away.
Well, I always think about Access Hollywood. Like, they know how they do those roundtables, and it's kind of like that in-depth discussion about things.
I think the last questions, they're all standard, the last questions that he asks. He usually does the interview, and then he asks the same questions of everybody at the end of the interview. And I think they come from Prost? There are certain questions. I'm not sure what they are, but I threw one of those in there. You'll know what it is.
I love. So just to give everybody the parameters about how we're going to do this, Renee is going to read the question, Kelly's going to answer, and or I will answer. There is also a little caveat, only because maybe sometimes I'm not as prepared as I'd like to be, but you can always pass. That's going to be, probably we won't, because these are, but they get deep, man. All right, I'm ready. Let's do this. We're going to get deep. Here we go.
All right. Okay.
Ketchup or sriracha? These are deep.
I'm just so glad she didn't say sriracha or whatever she
means. Is that how you would normally pronounce it?
Sriracha? My biggest pet peeve with mom is she adds extra consonants to every word that's a different language just to like make sure everyone knows she's white.
Okay, answer the question. Let's get through this.
Okay.
It depends. For me, this is a very dependent, like, sriracha is not a dip.
Sriracha's gross.
No. Sriracha is perfect on a breakfast sandwich, on a bowl, like an ahi bowl or something. It's good on most Asian food. It's good for, like, hot stickers. But ketchup, I do not put on anything except for a burger and french fries. You know?
Okay, fair enough. But, like, I'm much more of a, like, aioli or a Tabasco or, like, a Tapatio.
Ew.
I'll eat Tabasco sauce. Tapatio is, like, my hands-down favorite. Cholula. Yeah, like, so many other flavors I would rather have than a sriracha. So, like, sriracha, ketchup for me.
Sriracha on my eggs is, like, my favorite. thing.
Okay, there are people in this world.
Not that unusual of a question, because everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, next one.
Okay.
Stargazing or sunset watching?
I would say more commonly I catch the sunset because I'm a grandma and I go to bed before stargazing actually happens. Because it doesn't happen until like it gets good at like midnight or something.
It gets good.
Last night was beautiful.
The only
time that's sweet.
I ever see it is if I'm camping. And 9 times out of 10, I don't know how I get this every time, but like it always seems to be a full moon whenever I'm camping and you can't see shit. I mean, you can see only the moon just staring at you all day long and you don't sleep at all. So I feel like I'm also more of a sunset watcher.
Did you catch the super moon or whatever?
It was
strawberry moon.
The last one was strawberry moon.
Yeah.
Wow, it was beautiful.
It was huge over Bend, too. I mean, totally. Sure, it was huge everywhere, but it felt really big over Bend.
Yeah. It was big over Sturgill.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Cool. It was the next night.
Okay. I'm definitely a stargazer lady. Like, my dad would take me as a kid to go look at the stars because we lived in the middle of freaking nowhere. But, like, I have on my phone the app that you can, like, point up at the sky mm-hmm. and it'll tell you all the constellations and stuff. So, like, yeah. And I like to, you know, stay up late, or when I get to stay up late, I usually will, like, look and see what constellations I can point out in the sky. So, like, stargazing for me, even though I'm not one to, like, turn down a sunset. Hello, that's, come on, mm-hmm. it's a sunset.
I feel like when we were kids, we were stargazers more yeah. because we would camp a lot and backpack a lot and whatever.
2 weeks ago, I was doing a volunteer weekend in Yosemite Valley, and they took the whole group out with a guide to do stargazing, and the moon was so bright that we couldn't see anything but the cliff. It was pretty funny, but anyway. Hmm. Mini golf or bowling?
Ugh,
if you had to choose.
What? Okay, bowling is bowling. Way better than mini golf. Mini golf sucks.
I love mini golf. I love what? That.
No way. I would
bowling is so gross. You have to get your fingers in the bowl that you know that they're not actually sanitizing. You have to wear different shoes.
Okay, that is fair. I would say post-COVID, I'm much more like aware of how sticky all of the balls are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's true. But I would never, if someone were to say, do you want to go bowling or do you want to go mini golfing? I would never, ever say mini golf.
You could probably like walk away from bowling in like 30 or 40 minutes, but you have to commit to like a mini golf round.
Yeah.
You know? You can't like walk off at, you know, hole 5 or 6, even though like I'm not a golfer, but I don't know. I still find like your outs.
What would you pick, Kayfler?
Mini golf for sure. That would be like, if somebody was going to take me on a date, don't take me bowling. Take me to a mini golf mm-hmm. and some bumper boats and like some cotton candy. That's right up my alley.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. Next question. Antique or modern furniture?
I'm not an antiquer. I don't know. I just like the clean aesthetic, which I feel like is not really antique-y, but I definitely think the like mid-century modern look is definitely more in these days with like the wood paneling and the like weird lampshades and things, but I'm just not into that. I'm into the more of the like farmhouse clean white clean
mm-hmm.
clean
like, right. Sleek lines as opposed to curved, because I think modern evokes
yeah.
like more straight lines and stuff, right?
Mm. Maybe.
I mean, I'll tell you, like, most of my furniture I bought at, like, an IKEA or something, and it's black, and it's straight, and it's not very fun. But now that we have this new house, and it's very 60s/70s with my wood paneling walled, I think I'm leaning towards, like, antiquing. Like, I think finding a 70s straight line, like, clean lines. I don't know if I need all the flourishes or, like, a floral pattern. It's not, like, my thing. But, I don't know, I could get away with, like, a cool, you know, retro-looking,
mm-hmm.
but refurbished 70s vibe. I think that would fit my house pretty well, and that would fit my style pretty well. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. TBD, because I don't have that furniture yet, so I don't know, to furnish my house that way.
Cool.
Also, it does sound really cool to, like, go to, like, warehouse things that they have these huge flea market sales and like find a really old piece of furniture and like, you know, take care mm-hmm. of it and make it look nice again. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that sounds like a really fun project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I do think antiquing is fun, but most of the time I also like will never understand why there's so much money, you know what I mean? I'm like, this is
yeah,
I don't know, it's garbage. You're selling it for a lot of
Tell me how you really feel.
I mean, some of it's cool, some of it's cute, like, but I just, like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm not interested in gross garbage, but
yeah.
Cute or cute.
I wish I had visions sometimes when people do things on, you know, different shows or whatever, they say, we're going to turn this piece of furniture into this, and it turns out amazing, and you're like, how did you see that? That would be my thing, is visualizing what it could be. Next question. What is your favorite mythical creature? This is probably more of a Kafler question, because Kelly's not really into
mythical
creatures, but she might have one or two in her back pocket.
I mean, I know what they are. I wouldn't say I would have a favorite, though.
Okay, so I have two. One that's, like, Actar-friendly, and the other one that's fourth wing. So, like, dragon in any form is relatively going to be the coolest thing.
That's like Game of Thrones status, too, though.
See what I mean? Like, it's universal. Fictional creature, mythical creature, a dragon is, like, pretty hard to beat, in my opinion.
I mean, I can come up with a dragon.
Okay. Well, don't roll your eyes at me.
You could talk about a specific dragon. I mean, there's a lot of dragons, right?
Yeah.
Remember the book? We listened to a book on tape when the kids were little, and it was like the good dragon against the bad, like a white dragon against a black dragon. You remember that story? Spencer loved that book.
Of course he did.
Anyway, do you want to pick one?
Sorry, Kate. No, you do your other one.
Okay, so my other one is the Suriel, which is like this ghost-like, icky, pale-skinned, Voldemort-looking creature that can only tell the truth. And I think, like, she's my favorite. Only because, like, TikTok has taken this particular mythical creature and turned it into the sassiest, truth-telling mofo on the internet. And it's hilarious. So, the Suriel is probably my favorite.
He's not doing anything now. We have a dog behind us. He jumped up on Kelly's bed.
He's wet, and he's on my bed. Get off.
Kelly's annoyed. Hey, here we go.
Get down.
So, Dragon and Suriel are my two favorites. Okay. Or what I would pick.
You want to skip this
and
one?
I'll skip it.
I mean, it's just, like, interesting how many...
It doesn't have to be a, you know, like, evil thing. It can be... A mythical creature can be.
I know. Well, I was going to say mermaids, just because I think they're so cool, and I, like, wish they were real.
Yeah, they're cool.
But I don't have, like... I don't, like, think that Ancient Aliens is real, that, like, people actually have seen mermaids or anything like that.
I don't think that was the question. This is definitely a mythical creature kind of question, not Ancient Aliens.
But you know what I mean? You know how people, like, get really deep into, like, the Loch Ness Monster and, like, Sasquatch and, like, whatever? Like, I'm definitely, you guys know that I'm not one of those people, but I just think that, like, the idea of mermaids is really cool. That's all.
There you go. Yeah. And to each their own. But mermaids are great. Are you joking? Yeah. Ariel's adorable.
Wait, but remember, wasn't there, like, one movie that made them have, like jagged teeth, and they, like, ate people? And
yeah, that's definitely the origin story of Siren / Mermaid.
Siren. Anyway.
Okay. Next question. What person would you add to Mount Rushmore?
I have been thinking about this all day.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I hope I'm like,
really. So,
oh man, the first thing in my mind was not a woman.
Oh,
I know. Shoot.
Well, do you want to go first?
No, you go. You've been thinking about it all day.
So I've been literally thinking about this since I read the questions earlier this morning, and in my brain, I'm like, definitely Michelle Obama / Leslie Knope, because I've been watching a lot of Parks and Rec, but somebody...
Leslie Knope's not a real person.
Well, that's what my whole question is, like, probably somebody who's a real person probably makes more sense if I answer this question. So, I'm like, thinking about my answer, and I'm a little underwhelmed.
I want to
put... I want to put Tina Fey's face up there.
That's very on brand for you, though.
Because, like, she encapsulates all of my obsession with, like, Gloria Steinem and women and rights and, like, being hilarious and being a professional and being a mom. And, like, she's like, powerful. An all-American, powerful woman who, you know, kind of stands for all of what I think deserves to go up there in a way that, like, I obviously don't know her as a person, but... That's just how I visualize her, and she would be an excellent, excellent addition to feminine the wall, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, funny that you said Michelle Obama, because my first idea was Barack Obama. That's who I would add to it. And then but then when you said woman, I was like, oh crap. And then I thought Michelle. And then I thought Oprah. Only because, I mean, like, whatever. People can hate on Oprah, but she.
No, Oprah's fabulous. Don't hate on Oprah. Absolutely
not. She changed, like, daytime television forever. Like, talk show television.
And influenced a lot of people in a nice way, you know? Like,
yeah, she, like, didn't get married. I mean, whatever, she says she's married. But she, like, didn't have kids. She was the first woman to be, like, successful and be on TV and have all her own money and be able to give away all this money and, like, presents and whatever. And she was, a different race, you know? And she had dogs and whatever. She just, like, broke all the, like, black stereotypes and, I don't know. I just think she's cool. And then she retired in such like a classy way. She had a magazine. Like she was like top of it for like the 90s, 2000s. I feel like
I'm so proud of our choices. Like we couldn't really have shot higher. You don't like Beyonce, so
I would say Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I could get into that.
I mean, she wasn't the first woman on the Supreme Court, but she was just an amazing woman in her. Silent, you know, she had a very interesting, quiet way about her, but got her point across. And I think
totally is she's effective. Powerful.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And like, I guess we're predicating our choices on the fact that like, we don't subscribe to having it be exclusively ex presidents. Are only presidents
that
on
was my
Mount
question
Rushmore?
The question was what person in it?
You okay.
Know, that was. The question that I came up with, but I mean, yeah, I mean, you could take it in a different direction and say, I mean, maybe it's.
Do you have to quote unquote like qualify our choices by like how they would say only presidents can go on Mount Rushmore? I don't know. It's just a question. But anyway, I love that we don't subscribe to that because we're rebels here and love it. Let's move on.
Okay. What sound or noise do you love? And then. What sound or noise do you hate? This one's from the Actors Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At the end.
I'm going to let Kelly start this one because I'm sure there is opinions. Of
I mean,
sounds.
I feel like I have a lot, so duh. But what sound do I love, just like off the top of my head, is rain on like a tin roof or just when you can hear the rain outside when you get to be like cuddled in your bed. That's one of my like favorite things in the whole world. That's like the first thing I think of, but also just like music, but I don't know how to like describe that, like the feeling of like being at like a music festival or being at a concert, you know what I mean? Just like, but I guess that's like more like a vibration or whatever. But the sound that I hate is
Wait, can I guess for you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how people drink coffee and it's too hot for them to take an actual sip? So they do this like thing, but it's like actual here. I have a glass of water with me.
You didn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Rod does that.
Yeah, he does that every single time he takes a drink.
Every single time.
That I do, yes, not appreciate, but I feel like I care.
You dislike it, but not hate it.
I feel like I dislike that less, depending on the person. I feel like it's also depending on if I can yell at them. If I can't yell at them, I somehow am able to, like, tune it out, you know? But if I can tell them to stop it, then I feel like it's more annoying for some reason. But I was going to say more than that is people whistling and people chewing gum. Like,
chewing gum is gross.
Especially, like, I don't know what it is. Like, somehow people are always, like, chewing it in my ear and, or, like, in a car together. That is my nightmare.
She's called Rod and I out on that many times.
But I just, like, don't understand why gum makes people's mouth automatically open. Like, you don't do other things with your mouth open. It doesn't make any sense.
See, I thought you were going to say, like, the big monster truck or whatever from the guy down, you know. Because you complain about that a lot. About sometimes.
Oh, Kelly complaining about a noise? Tell me.
Excuse me. Okay, no, we were talking about it today. I would say my new house, my new ADU, is 10 times quieter than my other ADU. Like, I could hear everything that was going on in the entire neighborhood from my other ADU. I don't know if it was because I was, like, upstairs, and it was all windows. Like, I don't know what it was, but I could hear everything. Here, I sleep, like, the freaking dead, and it's a pretty busy street.
Yeah,
like,
it's really busy.
So, I don't know what the heck was happening at the other house. Like, I did not sleep good.
You were technically behind, like, in the corner behind a big wall, so, like, maybe, like, the vibrations of the audio or whatever was coming off of the concrete 30-foot wall behind you. Mm-hmm. That could possibly be it. But I'm glad that your place now is quiet.
What do you love and what do you hate?
I love the twisty top when you with the beer, you know, or like when you do the can opening, you know.
Yeah,
that just hits, and when it's good, it hits. You know what I mean? It slaps.
The anticipation.
So. Yeah, and then what I hate is, like gives me chills and I have, like, a physical reaction to it is when you have phlegm and you're, like, you know, like an old, there's a man that sits right outside my office and he's an adorable person, but, like, he has constant phlegm, so I'm just, like, oh, he's there, you know?
Dang,
there's a lady at my work like that. Yeah,
nails on a chalkboard to me.
It's like it's catches me off guard, and I look at her because it's so freaking. And she's not old; she's probably in her 40s or something. And she makes this noise; it's amazing. And I look around to see if anybody else is like appalled by this noise. Nobody is. It's kind of funny.
Yeah, I always had that, like, situation when he does that, but whatever. Yeah. Anyway.
I need to send you a cat video on TikTok.
please do.
What song should be played on a loop in hell?
Oh, God.
Kelly, you probably haven't had a chance to think about this. This is a thinker, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's kind of...
I'm going to be very, what's the word that I'm looking for? Controversial. I honestly think that the Mariah Carey Christmas song should be played on loop.
That is fair. I would agree with that. I wouldn't have come up with that, but that is fair. I hate it.
Right? Literally, you just doing that sends chills down my back. I like Mariah Carey. Like, I'm not here to beat her up. Like, she's a decorated artist. Like, she's fabulous. It's just that song is constantly on everywhere from November 1st until January 30th. And I'm like,
They
play it everywhere all the time. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Christmas music or like holiday music can't be a song or a part of it because that is a whole other genre.
It's a whole other.
Yeah.
But that would be the song that I was to decorate my personal hell, that would be on loop anyway for me.
Yeah. I mean, I can't think of anything specifically better than that or like similar to that, but I would just say like Scream anything would be my personal hell.
Like heavy metal.
Yeah, that's not my jam at all.
Or Barry Manilow. I mean, I can handle like one go round, but if it kept going around and around, I think I would pull my hair out. There's a couple of Barry Manilows that would drive me crazy.
Or, you know, like, if someone was just playing the Beatles, like, all the shitty Beatles songs.
No. That's not a thing. People would be in heaven. Are you kidding me? They love the Beatles. You're definitely the odd man out for that, for sure.
That's true. If I was doing the general public, like, most people would probably enjoy that. So, anyway.
Right. Also, did we see Chapel Roan's, like, Hot to Go song on the Cuddle collab that's happening at Target. Did you not see these commercials? They've been happening all weekend. Anyway.
No.
She's your girl. Yes, Rave. Rave, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought.
Anyway.
Today we were watching. We were watching Kelly Clarkson's show, and they brought her up.
I'm pretty sure. Okay. So she's like up and coming.
It was her and Miranda Lambert, and they were like, "Oh, Chaplin."
Yeah. Did you see the Capler? They sang
no?
"Good Luck, Babe." It was pretty good, actually. Mm-hmm.
It was okay. Well, I'm definitely googling that immediately right after this podcast. But I'm just proud of her. You know, she's like underground. She's getting signed. She's gotten hot on TikTok, and now she has a freaking Target commercial. Like, at least homegirl can pay rent. You know what I mean? Like, good for her. I love it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Cool. What do you think about just going into gratitudes and grievances?
Can we just do two in-depth questions and then we do gratitudes? Okay.
Yes.
You don't want to save them for a different time? Okay.
No. What is something about the place you grew up that you couldn't wait to leave behind? Why don't you go first, Kayfler? Only one.
All right. One, the fact that, how do I say this? Oh my God, it's going to make me sound like such a terrible, terrible person. But, like, everybody knows everyone, and no one had your back. Mm. I mean, that's not fair. Like, my family had my back, and like, they were going to make sure that I was taken care of, or they just were looking out for me. But like, everybody else in that community couldn't give two shits about me, and they were the first ones to sell me out. Mm. So, it's just very political, and relationships are only skin deep. You know, like, people weren't really to lay themselves down or like back me up if I was clearly right in a situation. It didn't matter because somebody else had a stronger relationship with a different person. So, anyway, that's kind of
interesting.
What I was really happy to not associate myself with those individuals who just were, like, happy to see me tear down.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
What about you, Kelly?
I think more and more since living in Bend, I think it's, like, the accessibility that we have here. Like, in Mariposa, you had to drive an hour to get groceries. You had to drive, like, an hour and a half to get to the park. Like, we just spent so much time in the car that I never realized until I live somewhere where I can be at my friend's house in 10 minutes. I can be at the mountain in 20 minutes. I can be in the river in 15 minutes. Like, everything is so... I mean, it is getting busier and it is getting bigger, but... it's just, like, we having the accessibility, like, I can go to Target after work, you know, like, just we never had that option of, like, doing things after the work day or after school or anything. Like, the only option was to, like, go to a friend's house, if that. And just, like, having free time and, like, working from home and having the ability to, like, have a full life that's not just like on the weekends and having things going on at night, like shows and trivia and like things like that, just like accessibility to like activities is so game changer for me. Like, I don't know. I never realized how isolated and how quiet and boring it was until I didn't live there anymore.
I second that. I think I always hated trying to cram everything in on a Saturday. We got to hit this store and that store and that store. Like, we had this list that was, you couldn't pick away at things little by little because you had to do it all in one day. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Yeah. That's, yeah, definitely. Okay. I just want to do one more. Does time feel like a positive or negative force right now?
Positive.
Okay, you go.
I feel like last year was such a hard ache. Like, it felt like every day sucked because I didn't have anything to look forward to. But even though I was, like, getting married and we're, like, making life changes and blah, blah, blah. But, like, now that I'm 30, about to be 35, I am so happy with, like, how things are, and like life and time feels like a gift, honestly. Like, I'm happy with where I'm at in life, and now I don't want to squander it. So I'm trying to, like, stretch out all the hours, make sure that I really soak in things, that I, like, am intentional with my time. It feels really positive now.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can totally see last year that was not the case. So it's, like, I don't know. It's up and down for
maybe
me.
Maybe that's right why now, it feels very positive, because you went through kind of a tough year, and it feels, this year feels great, because you remember what it was like. It wasn't that long ago.
It really wasn't that long ago. Like, it was this time last year that I still didn't have, So right now, things are good.
Sorry. That's good to hear.
I don't know. I feel like I'm in a weird loop where, I mean, kind of similar to what you said, it is positive, because I feel like I'm very comfortable in, like, my job. I feel like I switched jobs there for a while a lot, and I was having to do a lot of change and whatever, but I feel very comfortable in my job. I feel pretty comfortable living in Bend. I feel, like, very good about my friend group and activities and all that kind of stuff, but time kind of does feel negative, because I do still feel like I am not where I'm supposed to be, you know? Like, I haven't, like, bought a house. I'm not married. I'm not, like, all the things that I thought that I would be at 34, and so I'm trying to not, like, think about it that way, but it just feels like time is going by so fast, and, like, I can't catch it to, like, do the things that I, like, wanted to do. I don't know. And, of course, just, like, women have, like, unrealistic, like, timelines on their bodies. Like,
100%.
If they
want
to have babies and all that stuff, you know, like, kind of gotta get with the prog. But, I don't know. So, it is a positive and a negative, because I have never been happier, but I also feel just like I am still missing something, or I don't know, not missing so much as just like I feel like I should be at a different place, you know? So
at the same time, like, you're right, women have crazy expectations, and like after the last 4 months, it's like I don't even fucking care. Like, expectations aside, that's kind of, I don't know, I can't say wholeheartedly that I'm, like, really, really happy in the moment, because I thought that I would be in a different position, / a mom, but after the last 5-6 months of, like, moving and starting a new job and stuff, like, I'm just, like, trying to find solace in the fact that, like, I am here and not making choices that I disagree with. I'm being true to myself, and that doesn't meet somebody's expectations, like, oh, kick rocks, I don't care. I don't know. I'm trying to convince myself of that at the moment, if you can't tell my hesitation with it. But yeah, I feel like I feel that a little bit.
But everything in good time, you know? I feel like things happen at the right time, at the right, you know, place and all that stuff, so maybe it'll come.
Yeah.
So don't put too high of expectations on it. Maybe it just needs to happen at the time it's supposed to happen.
I know.
That's true.
I do have, like, the weird, or not weird, but just, like, I do believe that things happen for a reason, you know, like, whatever. I don't think that there's, like, someone deciding for us or whatever, but I do think that you make decisions based on, I don't know, not saying I believe in the simulation, but whatever. Anyways, just, like, I feel like there is a reason for every decision that you make, and it affects the next decision and blah, blah, blah. You know, like, you are making the way as it goes. But I also feel like there is some part where I'm like, okay, like, why can't they just, like, happen the way it's supposed to? Like, whatever, you know what I mean? So,
totally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or maybe that's why it's not happening, because you want it to happen so bad.
Yeah. Know? I know, everyone always says that. That's, like, the most
irritating thing
to hear. It's like, you can't find someone when you leave things back. Like,
or maybe you won't. I don't know that that's really true.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really,
like, taking some of the expectation out of it and be like, you know what? I make my choices. I live with regrets. to some degree. Everybody does. But, like, I don't really regret where I'm at right now.
And oh, that's awesome.
That's good.
I mean,
I think that's a good place.
It's not forever. It's up and down every day, for sure. But, you know, relatively speaking, yeah, I'm pretty okay. So, anyway.
I have to admit, I feel like I'm in a positive direction right now.
I love it. Good.
Well, you better.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I mean, I have those fears of not having enough money to do the extra stuff I want. I know we'll, you know, we'll be able to cover our bills and all that stuff, but doing the extra trips to Europe or, you know, extra things like that, I would really like to do. And whether I can do is, you know, maybe I have to work a little just to do the extra things I want to do. But there's always that fear of not having enough or whatever that means. But
of course.
But in general, positive force, yes.
Good. Positive force.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, should we do a gratitude and a grievance?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Do you have either one?
Nope.
Okay, great. Nope.
Okay, great.
Let's see. I can come up with a grievance, I guess.
If you can do a grievance, I mean, I can do a grievance always, but I'll try. How about I'll do a grievance and you do a gratitude? Do you have a gratitude?
Yep.
Okay. I'll start with my grievance. That's going to be pretty off the cuff, so sorry about it, people. But my grievance is this bottle rot, or not bottle. Why do I keep saying bottle rock? It's the bottle drop program for Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's so confusing because I am, this makes me sound like such a white girl that's totally privileged, and I'm sorry, but every time you buy a bottle, it doesn't really count. You have to look and see if you have the 10-cent thing on the Oregon thing. You have to, like, actually pay attention to what you're purchasing, which we should be doing as conscious consumers, and I understand that. But that's not part of my repertoire. So, like, it's training my brain to think in different ways and buy products that are actually appropriate. That's just throwing me hella out of whack. Like,
okay. It takes some getting used to. I didn't do it for the first, like, year I lived here just because I was like, I can't be bothered. Like, I'm one person. I don't have that many. You know what I mean? Like, it's too annoying. Mm-hmm. But it is really worth it. Like, I have, like, a $100 balance right now.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm
here to argue that fact.
You know.
But why do they make it this difficult? Like, why is it so hard to be these, like, why?
Every product... really, it's a lot of money. 10 cents is the most money any state gives. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, all the products should be accessible to be recycled. Are you paying attention to this, like, recycling lawsuit that's happening in California and, like, all this stuff that's going on? Okay, yeah. I'm not really paying attention to it because I listen to the news not very consistently. I'll come back with an actual report on it later on. Mm-hmm. But it's a thing. Like, companies are starting to be, like, the plastic bags in California are getting an update. There's a company that's being sued because their products were, like, touted as recycling, but they're not really recycling. You know, like, only 50% of the stuff that we buy is actually recyclable, even though it has, like, the five, you know, the little thing. So, I don't know. It's interesting, and it's annoying, and I don't know what's happening. So maybe I'll do a deeper dive, and I'll come back and update people. And that's my grievance for the week.
Yeah. Recycling in general, I mean, it's very frustrating. We have recycling bins here, we have compost bins, and we have trash. So, like, but yeah, what you actually put in the recycling bin, very confusing, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, because, yeah, whatever. Anyway, my gratitude is mom and dad being here and me moving into my new spot. Okay, no.
That was adorable.
Me moving into my new spot and they're able to come here. Because originally they were going to come to my other house and that was all, like, set up and good to go. But them just being able, Austin and Renata, letting them come here and stay here, it's been really nice.
Very sweet.
Yeah. And so we were able to help them a little bit over the weekend, mostly just be in their way. But we were able to help them a little bit with, like, their last finishing touches before the people move into the main house. So, yeah, just, like, we've been busy over here. Just, I mean, I am fully moved in, but I feel like it's kind of chaotic still. So I'm trying to figure out, like, where things go and all that kind of stuff. But overall, good.
Can I do one of each?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say my gratitude is my last week of work, of course. But my grievance is how much grass there is in Bend. We live in a desert, and there's an incredible amount of grass in this town. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of golf courses. There's grass. Like, I passed a church today when I walked the dogs to the park, and they have this huge plot of grass with nothing on it. No benches, no nothing. It's just, I guess my grievance is, and Austin, the property owner, he did mention that they're paying people $3 a square foot to rip out their grass, which is kind of cool. The county or the city.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think it's happening on a quick enough basis, but I would say that's a grievance.
Yeah, I mean, like she said, we live in the high desert. It doesn't make sense to pay for grass. Like, also, we are snowy, like, 8 months out of the year, so they're really only grass for, like, 4 months. But, yeah,
it's beautiful. It's just impractical. Seems ridiculous. Yeah.
Especially when we're having all these, like, water conservation situations happening, and our water went up significantly this last couple months. So, anyway, yeah. Very interesting.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
We should also watch that, like, robot-friendly robot thing, because I have a feeling that it's kind of climate control propaganda.
Interesting. We'll see. Yeah.
Anyway,
Gladwell does a great podcast about how ridiculous golf courses are. So, anybody interested?
No, they'll never
plug that in there.
They're very only for elite few, but yeah, you can look that up.
Yeah.
It's true. All right, my back hurts.
Love ya.
Kelly's back hurts. We're done, everybody. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode of Candidly 30. Kelly's an old lady. She's got to go lay down. But yeah, bye. Love everybody. Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram @Candidly30. Thanks for being candid with us.